A company exploring for minerals on state land off the Denali Highway mistakenly drilled on federal land. A drill crew working for Toronto-based Pure Nickel strayed south across the highway onto Bureau of Land Management property June 10th. Local environmental advocate Ruth McHenry and her husband discovered the helicopter-supported drilling operation while out hiking.
And because of where the helicopter had originated from, we realized that there had to be a drill rig right over this little hump. And I started thinking about it and thought, that's not state land.
McHenry, who runs the local environmental group Copper Country Alliance, says she reported the incident to the BLM, which subsequently took action. BLM Glen Allen Field Office spokeswoman Marnie Graham says the drilling operation was shut down.
We asked the company to cease and desist, and they have pulled their equipment, and they're rehabilitating the site. They were very cooperative, very, very apologetic on everyone's part. It was an oversight.
Graham says there was only minimal damage to the environment and Pure Nickel is required to reclaim all drill sites. No fines were issued. The hole was sunk on land in line for transfer to the state on which Pure Nickel already holds claims. Pure Nickel CEO Dave McPherson says the company didn't realize additional permitting was needed.
Well, we had state permits and permits to handle water, et cetera. We had inadvertently overlooked getting a federal permit. So once we found out about that, we immediately shut our drill down and had it moved off-site and reclaimed the spot.
McPherson says drill holes are only about 6 inches in diameter and the fly-in exploration site is barely detectable on the landscape. Copper Country Alliance's Ruth McHenry says the mistake confirms her concerns about a lack of state oversight.
As far as the state, as far as DNR goes, no, it didn't shake my face at all because I didn't have a lot of faith. I knew that they're always short on field inspections.
McHenry's group actively opposes development of a mine in the wildlife-rich area that's popular with hunters and hikers. The Department of Natural Resources says exploration companies generally do a good job self-regulating, and what happened with Pure Nickel is rare.